Anong ginagawa mo pag malungkot ka? What do you do when you feel lonely, when you feel sad, when you are pinanghihinaan ng loob? Yan, ikaw ay nagugulumihana, nag-aalala. Well, definitely, malungkot. When you are sad, what do you do? Well, ako, sasabihin ko yung consequences pag malungkot. Pag malungkot ka, manghihina ka. Pag malungkot ka, magkakasakit ka. Pag malungkot ka, obviously, nag-aalala ka. Pag malungkot ka, hindi ka makausap ng makino. Yes? So, actually, ang solution lang natin ng Panginoon. Because the Lord says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Who says that? David says that. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So, ang opposite ba ng lungkot mo ay joy? Okay. So, you need joy. You need joy. And that joy will only come from Jesus. So, you don't need just happiness. Although, pwede sabihin yung opposite ng lungkot ay happiness, di ba? Pero, mas maigi na yung joy. Di ba? Kasi, sometimes happiness depends on what happens. But joy depends on who is in you. Diba? Malinaw yun, ha? That in the same way, yung lungkot mo, nakadepende rin sa nangyari at sa mga pangyayari, pero kung merong Jesus in you, you will always be joyful. Pero kailangan naman na tama yung pag-address natin sa lungkot. Ibig sabihin, tama lang na malungkot, may mga pagkakataon na dapat malungkot, diba? Pero wag lang natin tayo malulungkot naman ng walang dahilan. Pero kahit na magkaroon ng dahilan, supposed to be ang lungkot ay temporary lang, pansamantala lang, di ba? Pero ang joy, permanente yan, palagian yan. Kaya wag natin papayagan na yung lungkot ay tabunan niya yung joy. Let's not allow that to happen. Payagan lang natin siya paminsan-minsan na madaanan niya yung joy, na we allow sadness, we allow loneliness, we allow lungkot to happen, but again, we know it's temporary. Why? Because you have God. You have Jesus. And Jesus has promised that His joy will be your strength. His joy will be your comfort. His joy will be your happiness. His joy will be your completeness. His joy is your life. Okay? Kaya yung mga pagkakataon na malungkot ka, I believe you have to submit that before the Lord. Give it to God. Give it to God. And God will receive that sadness and replace it with joy. And when you receive His joy, enjoy Him. God bless you. This is Brother Eng. Bye. Why do you do what you do? Out of obligation? Out of duty? Out of fear? Out of whatever, di ba? Pero malamang kaysa hindi, yung mga ginagawa natin, kasi yun yung nakalista na dapat natin gawin. Ang tawag natin doon, mga call of duty. Di ba? If we're doing things because of duty, well, that's honorable. Di ba? Kaya lang, ang nakakalungkot, yung iba, ginagawa lang nila yung duty nila, e ba't humihingi ng reward? E ginagawa mo lang naman yung inaasahan sa'yo. Parang halimbawa, yung pulis na nakahuli ng magnanakaw, o bakit mo siya i-reward? E di ba, tama lang naman na maghanap siya at panghuli talaga ng magnanakaw? O di ba? Parang tayo, yung ating mga call of duty bilang magulang, dapat mong alagaan ang iyong pamilya. O di ba, out of duty pa rin ang tawag dyan. Okay? So, anong ibig sabihin po nun? Let us not expect anything if we're doing things out of duty. But we can just have to tell ourselves, well, I have done, I don't deserve anything more because I only do it because of, it's my duty to do it. Yun ang kailangan ko talagang gawin eh, di ba? Ang nakakalungkot po yung iba, ginawa lang nga, yun pa, parang ganon. Kaya people are now expecting more. Pero ikaw, bakit mo ginagawa yung inyong ginagawa? Let me just encourage you, don't just do them out of duty. Do them out of love. Kaya mo siya ginagawa kasi nagmamahal ka. Di ba, no? Wow! Yung mga tanong ko, yung mga, kung may makakarinig dito, yung lagi ko sila tinatanong na, why? Why do you do what you do? Why do you want to do what you want to do? why? Pag tinabi ko silang why, hindi na sila makasagot, hindi na nila alam ang sagot. Isa lang naman ang sagot eh, kasi nagmamahal ka, di ba? O bakit ka ba nagluluto para sa asawa mo? Di mo mahal mo siya? Bakit mo pinagluluto yung mga anak mo? Di mo mahal mo siya? Bakit ka nagtatrabaho para sa mga anak mo? O di ba mahal mo sila? Mahal mo sila? You're doing them not just out of duty, but because of love. Get nyo yun? Although lahat ha, wala po ako exception, lahat po tayo, meron po tayo mga nakaatang na duty. Ano ba yung duty sa Tagalog? Meron tayong dapat na mga tungkulin na ginagawa natin dahil yun po yung inaasahan natin. At kung ano po yung ginagawa natin na inaasahan natin, dapat lang. Kayo nga yung magsabi na, dapat lang. Ako bihirang-bihira akong gumamit at saltang dapat eh. Kasi sa pagkakataon ito, pag tinasabi po natin duty, dapat lang. Pero yung pagmamahal sa inang Diyos, ayoko sabihin, duty niya yan sa'yo. Kasi mahal ka ng Diyos, kasi mahal ka niya. Pag nalaman mo mahal ka ng Diyos, enjoy Him. God bless you. Enjoy your day. Are you ready yet? Is it Christmas yet? Is it peaceful yet? Is it abundant yet? Bakit may yet? Kasi wala pa. Ganun tayo pag tinagalog mo. Andyan na ba? Yet eh. Diba? And I'm telling you it's happening. And why it is happening? Because hindi pa, wala pa, hindi pa kaya, hindi pa handa. Lagi pang kulang. Ayan. Tanong nyo ano yung kulang. Ayan. Good. Actually, because you don't have what you need yet. Ayan. If you have what you need, you can be able to do all things. Yes. And who is that I am referring to? Yeah. It's not what, but who? I'm talking about Jesus. If you have Jesus, okay, we just have to read here. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And yes, that is true. The things that we have been wanting to do, wanting to have, cannot be yet, simply because wala pa si Lord eh. But when you have Jesus, I'm telling you this, nothing will be impossible for you. Yes, yes. Nothing is impossible to those who have faith in Him. And if you have Jesus in your heart, this is what He promised. This is not my statement. This is His statement that nothing will be impossible for you. So, aalisin mo yung mga yet sa buhay mo. Aalisin mo yun dahil kaya mo, magagawa mo, malalampasan mo, mapagtatagumpayan mo. Yan. Di ba? Mananalo ka, magtatagumpay ka, magiging successful ka. Diba, magagawa mo yung mga bagay na tila baga nung una hindi mo kayang gawin by yourself, of course. Actually, lahat naman, even we cannot boast about anything that we can do without God, without Jesus in our lives. I don't think we can boast of anything. But with God in us, that the kingdom of God is in us, that Jesus is in us, I'm not saying that we have to boast, but we can be confident. Because the confidence that we have is not ours, but the confidence of God in us, then we can always say, yes, we can. Na? Hindi po, tanggalin mo na yung yet, because you can say, yes, I can. Yeah, read with me. Yeah, I can do all things to Christ who gives me strength. And when Christ is in you, oh, you know what to do. Enjoy Him. God bless you. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your day.